This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm sorry, I got the gigglies. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so I saw this article, this was a few years ago, and I think we talked about it on my show, where is the stethoscope going to become obsolete? And as you guys know, I got my stethoscope. Well, it's not my stethoscope. I don't know where my stethoscope is. I really don't know where my stethoscope is. This is a stethoscope, okay? And a stethoscope is what you always see the doctors wear, right, you know? And it's funny because, you know, the doctor's stethoscope is always kind of thicker and more pronounced. And then the nursing stethoscopes are more delicate and, you know, cute and feminine looking, which is, you know, kind of, you know, a little sexist. They're probably going to change that up. I found that I loved using a lot of the nursing stethoscopes because this sucker was heavy. And I just, you know, I know I'm a girl. But on the flip side, I really found the more kind of masculine, burly stethoscopes to, you know, work better. Maybe it's all, I don't know, in your head, psychology. But there was another article that came out in a report where a Dr. Topol thinks that stethoscopes are going to be obsolete, that they're old school. And there's so much tech. And we have ultrasounds and artificial intelligence that using something like this is archaic. And I lost the diaphragm. I don't know where my diaphragm is. So, yeah, on this. So, the original stethoscope was created by, I guess, Renee Lenac. I can't speak French. And I collect medical antiques. So this was like the original stethoscope. This is a stethoscope from the early 1800s. You would basically put this on the person's chest and you would listen, put this by your ear. The reason why Dr. Lenac, or let's just call him Rene because I can't pronounce his last name, he's French. The reason why he came up with something like this was because he was a physician, and when he wanted to listen to a woman's chest, it was really awkward. You know, because remember, back then, you know, women were bigger and had bigger boobs. Well, I think they have. I mean, I would have been perfect in the 1800s. Now I kind of stand out a little bit. But it was just awkward. Because to really get to the heart, you got to, like, move, you know, the breasts away and flip them around or whatever to get in there. And so he found it very, very awkward to stick his head, you know, right up against the chest. And I think one of his first attempts at a stethoscope was rolling some paper just to kind of make a funnel. And then he came up with something like this. And this is just for one ear to be able to discern the sounds. And it worked. And then they later came up with, you know, things that were even longer. And you have to, of course, be careful because of the, you know, conduit. If you have tubes that are too long, you could lose the sound. And then they came up with the biaural sort of stethoscopes by the 30s or 40s. And it really hasn't changed much where we have the rubber. You put the head of the stethoscope on the chest. You have a nice length, you know, a nice separation from the patient. So if they're sick or had consumption at the time, tuberculosis, or were coughing on you, you at least had a little bit of space. So, you know, stethoscopes have changed, but not much, you know, in the last century until we had all this AI and ultrasound and beeps and blips and you know, fancy sort of high tech. And so we're starting to see a push towards not using old school stuff just because it's historical, but to use more fancy tech. They think patients like it. You know, I'm kind of torn because I really like old school. You know, when you have a medical student and they get their white coat and they get their stethoscope. I mean, the stethoscope is one of the biggest tools. I'm always excited by the look of a stethoscope. I mean, the smell of a Band-Aid and a stethoscope really medically turns me on. Not like turns me on the other way, but when I see something like this, I mean, my adrenaline kicks in. I'm just ready to go. I just love these. But there are faults. There are, what's the word I'm looking for? There's, I don't know. And I can't think of the word. Because, see, I'm getting older. And that's the next point I'm trying to bring up. My hearing isn't as good as it used to be. So having these things in my ears, I kind of need everybody to be quiet. I can't have somebody talking. I can't have the patient talking. And I need to start concentrating more. Yeah, it would be a little easier if you had some tech or AI helping you. Another thing that I had noticed with my patient population is I would inherit so many patients who would say, gosh, doctor, you're the only one that's, you know, listened to my chest. I'm like, you just had a physical last year by Dr. So-and-so. But you've been seeing a doctor forever. Yeah, but he would never listen to my chest. Well, you know, we're in a day and age now where there's a lot of accusations. Some of them founded, some of them not. And when I heard that a lot of my male colleagues are like, look, I'm not even going to go there. You know, if they need their hearts checked, I send them to a cardiologist. You know, if it's at that point where touching a woman's chest with something like this is considered too intimate, we are going to need something more tech. You know, and when I hear that a lot of doctors who won't admit it just don't listen to the heart, I'm just wondering if they just want to avoid the breast completely. And, you know, there's already been studies out there saying, you know, women are less likely to get CPR because people don't want to be near the chest and get accused. So I'm not saying that's what's causing the death of the stethoscope, but we start to, you know, put everything together and realize that the average doctor isn't going to want to manually, you know, be near the woman's chest anymore. And so we're going to be moving towards a more, you know, electronic, more automated sort of technology. I don't like it, you know, because what that means is machines do better than humans. You know, every other day there's an article or a study coming out saying a study, an imaging study did better than a doctor, or AI was able to find the cancer faster than a doctor. And, you know, personally, I think you really need your heart in it. You know, you need your instinct. And what I've been able to find on auscultation with my stethoscope, I don't think can be replicated by a machine. But machines are taking over. They're taking over medicine. This is just one example. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. Your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, making headlines, there was a man who decided to scarf down a cupcake. And there were Mother's Day cupcakes that looked really, really yummy. Unfortunately, he swallowed a 2-inch cupcake topper. You gotta look at this. This is crazy. The topper read, Happy Mother's Day. And it was lodged in his throat for a week before doctors discovered it. Not a happy Mother's Day at all for him. The 60-year-old man went to the ER because he developed a sore throat, a fever, difficulty swallowing, and a feeling that something was stuck in his throat, according to the report published October 10th in the Journal of Emergency Medicine. The man told doctors his symptoms started about a week prior to his ER visit, after he had hurriedly ate a cupcake on Mother's Day. Now, the authors were from Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. The man had previously visited an ER for throat discomfort, but he was discharged after an x-ray of his neck showed no abnormalities. But remember, these cupcake toppers, these little, you know, plastic thingies are plastic. They might not show up on an x-ray. So at Johns Hopkins, doctors decided to order a CT scan. That showed a 5-centimeter foreign body in his esophagus. So he underwent upper endoscopy, a procedure in which, you know, we use this scope, and we go in with a camera and a tube, and we have like a little pinchers that we could grab, you know, things with if we need to. And it was a pink foreign body covered with food debris. Unfortunately, it did cause a small tear in his esophagus. During the endoscopy, doctors repaired the tear, removed the foreign body, which they discovered was a plastic cupcake topper. ER doctors, I guess, commonly see patients who swallow foreign bodies, but usually the foreign body can pass on its own. Fewer than 20% of the time do you need a doctor to help take it out. But the problem is, you know, he was sent home once. You know, this push to not order CAT scans and not, you know, order the fancy tests, unfortunately, I think, you know, could have caused this man worse sequelae from this. You know, when a foreign body gets stuck in the throat, you start to, you know, your body tries to fight it off, and sometimes the inflammation and the way your body fights it causes more inflammation to the surrounding tissues. Plus, you know, things oxidize, they have acid on them, things like that. So, unfortunately, things start to deteriorate. So, unfortunately, we've seen, I guess, 18% of these cases end up in death. X-rays are usually what we do, but, you know, I was an ER doc, and so I was an ER doc in the 90s. So what we were able to do was if an x-ray didn't cut it, we could move forward and then do a CAT scan. You know, I wouldn't just send somebody home. I would run as many tests as I could. That's a problem. You know, that's kind of what gave rise to then Obamacare. Because doctors in the 90s were like, you came here, we're going to find the problem, and we did. And if x-ray didn't find it, CAT scan would. The only thing is how many people got CAT scans that didn't need them. So even though I think we, you know, probably saved a lot of lives, and I think we did some damn good medicine, we didn't do very financially conservative medicine. So the man was hospitalized for 4 days due to persistent difficulty with swallowing, but by the time he was released, he was able to go back to a normal diet, including cupcakes. So, you know, scary stuff. But, you know, remember there was somebody in my neck of the woods who grabbed an appetizer and almost died because there was a toothpick in the appetizer. And the toothpick, he swallowed, poked holes. Ended up poking holes through his intestine. And then he's had multiple surgeries, bowel resections. I think he's even suing the place that served the appetizer. And I think we eat things too quickly. I think we jump and we decide to, you know, we're hungry. And I think we need to kind of go back to take a bite, smell, look. We were at a restaurant that served German food, and it was fantastic. The German food was delicious. But a lot of the things are pork. Not that we're supposed to eat pork. But one of my family members ordered a sausage, and it was pink on the inside. Well, you're not supposed to eat pink pork. You know, so start, you know, examine your food. That's just, you know, yeah, sometimes, you know, there's dyes and preservatives, and sometimes, you know, sausage could look pink. But, you know, you really aren't supposed to eat pink pork. So if you are going to do that, you take a bite, you look. This is why in Judaism, pork is not considered kosher, because in the olden days, people weren't cooking it properly and they were getting sick. All right, 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. So as you know, Bernie Sanders has called for wiping out $81 billion in medical debt. So Bernie Sanders has now released a plan. You know, he really goes bold. I just don't see the practicality of this. But he released a plan on Saturday to eliminate $81 billion in Americans' existing medical debt. And again, it's all about, you know, how much, you know, money you could throw at the future voter. And he said he's going to push to reform bankruptcy laws to provide relief for those with medical debt and create a public credit registry to replace for-profit credit reporting agencies. Medical debt would be excluded from credit reports. Now, studies show that medical debt is the top cause of individual bankruptcies in the United States. Sanders says 1 in 6 Americans have past due medical bills that total $81 billion. He said the very concept of medical debt should not exist. In the wealthiest country in the history of the world, one illness or disease should not ruin a family's financial life and future. He says he's going to pay for the medical debt with a tax on corporations. So this is another tax on top of Medicare for All. Another tax based on their pay for chief executives, although the details still haven't really been released. It also builds on Medicare for All, and deciding and promising everybody that he's going to wipe out their medical debt. Okay, I think, you know, if you're an informed voter, you know that's not going to happen with your current bills. But go back to this gentleman that swallowed a cupcake. All right, on one end, it's not his fault he had bad luck. Should his financial life be ruined because he ate a cupcake too fast? You know? But then on the other end, who should pay for that? Whose fault is... I mean, this guy, he got his life saved. His life was saved. He went to an ER twice. They scanned him, scoped him, removed what was wrong, kept him in the hospital because he couldn't eat. From what we understand by the report, got him back to normal. Somebody should get paid for that. Hospitals, doctors, nursing staff should get paid. That's pretty, I mean, you know. And what ends up happening is patients may not have the money, or their insurance company may not have, or they may not have insurance, or they have crappy insurance, and the insurance finds ways to not pay. So the hospital ends up eating it. Now, I don't hear anybody talking about, with any of these politicians, how to make sure hospitals can stay in business, how to make sure doctors, you know, feel like they get paid, nurses feel like they get paid enough. Nobody's really talking about it because nobody cares. The majority of the voters aren't doctors and nurses and healthcare professionals. The majority of the voters are, you know, citizens or non-citizens. So this push to, you know what, don't worry, it's not going to go on your credit report, you know, no consequences, who cares if you don't pay your medical bill, what is that going to do to the medical system? There has to be some responsibility, some accountability. If you, I mean, I can't tell you how many people during the recession would come to me, saw me for free, wouldn't pay the bill, and they were like, so what? Send me the collections. Well, I don't have my practice anymore. Didn't make any sense for me to mortgage my house again to pay for my office. So, you don't pay the doctor doesn't stay in business. So, you know, Bernie Sanders, this might be, you know, it might sound wonderful, it might sound beautiful, but where's the accountability? If people don't think they have to pay their medical bills, then people won't. If there's no consequence to cheating the system and getting something for free, then people will continue to do it. That's a problem. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House defending President Trump's tweet yesterday that referred to the ongoing House impeachment inquiry as a lynching. White House spokesman Hogan Gidley saying that the president was not comparing the impeachment probe to one of the darkest moments in American history and argued that Trump has used many words to describe how he's been treated. Trump's comment has been condemned by members of both parties, but U.S. Senator Republican Lindsey Graham is not among them. He told reporters,
"So yeah, this is a lynching in every sense. This is un-American."
Two associates of President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, face arraignment today on federal campaign finance charges. The two are charged with funneling hundreds of thousands of dollars in illegal foreign campaign contributions to U.S. candidates and political action committees. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
all right, 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. Okay, so we have a listener that wrote over the break about doctors and their innocence when it comes to sexual assault, and wanted me to expand on that. I guess there's been a very, very highly publicized case with a gynecologist named Dr. Robert Haddon, where I believe 19 women sued him and Columbia University and affiliated hospitals, accusing him of sexual assault. and the university covering up his behavior. Now, my listener kind of disagreed with what they believed I had said or inferred about doctors being innocent when they're listening to the chest with a stethoscope, how there are some doctors out there that do assault. And I'm not in disagreement with that. I was assaulted by a doctor, absolutely. I told you guys about that. I was young. I had just had a kidney stone, and I had to go in and see a doctor. And this doctor was not he was a kidney doctor. And I don't want to reveal too much so people don't, you know, figure out who it is. And he had me completely undressed naked. I only had a very tiny tray liner to cover myself, and that I used to cover my pelvic area. So I was basically there naked, topless exam table. And no nurse was in the room. He asked the nurses to leave. And he examined my breasts. He examined everything. And was, like, very thorough. And I was, you know, young. I had never really gone to a grown-up doctor. I had just had a kidney stone. Very odd for a 19-year-old. Got out of the hospital. Thought I almost died. So when they told me to go and see a doctor and they set me up this doctor, I went to the doctor and I did exactly what he said. And it wasn't until medical school a few years later, when they were discussing kidney stones and, you know, and they were saying, all right, so what else should we order? What else should we do? This was in my second year of medical school. And they go, all right, good job, right? So, you know, you did a good job with this patient. I go, no, you didn't examine the breasts. You didn't examine their inguinal lymph nodes. You didn't, you know, do a pelvic exam. And they look at me and they go, what are you talking about? And I go, well, that's what my doctor did when I had a, you know, kidney stone. One of the students of my class was like, can you say assault? I'm like, what are you talking about? And I didn't realize that what that doctor did was wrong until I was in medical school. And I bring that story up because in this doctor's case or other doctor's cases, many people do get assaulted and they don't bring it up because they aren't sure if that was what an exam entailed. And I was a naive 19-year-old. And I was like, was that really, really necessary? And then another doctor, when I had mono, again, had to examine my breasts. I don't know why I needed a breast exam when I was in my young 20s for mono. And so, you know, I have a little bit of a tainted view of, you know, some people out there, because the majority of the doctors I know are fantastic people and, you know, they're immune to nudity and they examine you, whatever, that's fine. But, you know, I didn't have good experiences as a young girl with a doctor. Very inappropriate. So when I hear that there's somebody out there that did this, I still am blown away because I still think people are good, you know, by nature, and there's rare bad apples. And I don't understand how you could go to medical school, you know, and be a predator. You can't get through medical school and go through all the years of training and the hours that you do, you know, if you want to do evil. You know, you have to be a good person to want to do that. But unfortunately, maybe people change. Or maybe people slip through the cracks. And time again, I hear of predators in the medical profession. So, you know, when we open talking about the stethoscope, you know, finding a stethoscope where somebody doesn't have to, you know, be that close to the breasts, a lot of doctors are happy about it because then they don't have to go near the woman's breasts. And I think a lot of patients want that also. We're going to start going to a less intimate form of exam, and pap smears, pelvic exams, those are going to start being changed. I think the big push now is for a self-tester, where a woman could insert something kind of very similar to, the sex toy, where they could insert it and it'll scan the cervix and scan the ovaries. And they could do that in the privacy of their own home and then send the results to the doctor. Now, what happened in this gynecologist case? So They said, despite the fact that medical chaperones, nurses, supervisors, administrators, doctors, and other hospital personnel were aware, dating back to the 1990s, they actively and deliberately, they said, concealed Dr. Robert Haddon's sexual abuse. Apparently, in June 2014, I believe now he's in his 60s, he was indicted on charges involving six women, including five counts of criminal sexual act, two counts of forcibly touching, two counts of sexual abuse. Apparently, there's been over 19 women that have accused him, dating back to the 90s. Unfortunately, their cases, I guess, are too old. Many of them were actually pregnant when they were abused. From what we understand, he had pled guilty. I'm not exactly sure. I think he had a plea bargain. He was allowed to avoid prison, and I guess this has made the news recently because the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, I believe, you know, this was the same District Attorney's Office who handled Dr. Haddon's case, who also handled Jeffrey Epstein's case back in 2011 when he was given the lowest possible sex offender status. So there's a lot of criticism of District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr., I guess. And I guess they had said he, you know, blamed his assistant for making a mistake. And they said, you know, several women, they said the Epstein case was not an isolated incident, that Vance has showed leniency towards other sex offenders. So Dr. Haddon is now back in the news, and they think that maybe there needs to be an investigation on, you know, why people of wealth or certain stature are getting, you know, off easy when it comes to sex offenses. And they kind of go into some of the things that he did. Apparently, he was a gynecologist at Columbia University, New York Presbyterian Hospital. He had, licked his patients. He had forcefully taken off their clothes. A whole variety of things. And, I mean, I've had doctors, you know, examine me and go, okay, you know, these breasts are too big, and touch the breasts or whatever. And, I mean, I, you know, as a doctor, I think other doctors have their guard down. But, you know, when you're a non-doctor and, I mean, assault is assault. And we've talked about how there are some things that are very subtle and then some things that are just very, very outward. Licking a patient. No. Doing exams where you are cupping the buttocks and the hips and the vagina according to court records. Those are wrong. So if you feel like something is wrong, you ask. Get a second opinion. You could call me and I'll tell you what a normal exam is. Now, I have had people who have said, I think my doctor assaulted me because, you know, they touched my breast accidentally with their hand when they listened to the heart. Look, the breast is in the way. You know, we're starting to train medical students to have somebody lift up their breast. So, you know, there is no question that anybody touched it. But, you know, things do happen. There's accidental, you know, touchings, you know, I got to listen to your heart. You know, I'm going to put the stethoscope on your breast. And I had a friend go, oh, you know, he was wrong. And I'm like, no, he's got to listen to the heart. He's got to get the stethoscope in there. But, unfortunately, abuse does happen. It doesn't happen a lot, but you got these rare, real, real bad apples. And they don't even belong, not only in medicine, in society. They should be locked up. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Picking up 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. So I don't know why we have these rankings, but we have the top 50 sexiest cities revealed. I guess cities can be very, very sexy. I think so. I think the way they look, the way the people are, the weather, you know, I think a city could be sexy. I think Vegas is very, very sexy. I don't think it made the list. Paris is very sexy. That made the list. Let me see here. No, Las Vegas did not make the list. Oh, okay, there is something up with that. I just think the lights and the glitter, I don't see, to me, I just think that's sexy. Anyway, they say Miami has won the world's sexiest city in a new survey. And then Liverpool got in there also. I think rock bottom was Dongguan in China. So the study was conducted by Big Seven Travel. It quizzed 6,000 of its 2.5 million social media users about the world's sexiest cities. Researchers also took into account which cities are reportedly having the most sex and the nationalities carrying out the most online searches for sex toys. Now, I know some of you might think this is a really real fluff article, but you're being researched. Okay? They, Google, Amazon, Bing, I don't know, Walmart, wherever you guys buy your stuff, somebody gets access to that, even if it's anonymous, and can compile data. So, you know, they did a study looking at flu, and they said they could predict where flu is going based on the propagation of the popularity of certain search terms. So when they were looking at Google search terms of cough and fever and flu and that kind of stuff, if they saw a whole bunch in one city and then it move over the next day, right, you know, maybe 100 miles east, and then, you know, again, east, they know that flu is pushing a certain way. So, you know, whether you survey somebody and go, yeah, I think it's sexy and, you know, I have a lot of sex or whatever, or if you look at condom purchases or lubricant purchases or toy purchases, you're able to get some data. So they factored in, this is Big Seven Travel, they also factored in their previous investigations for the best cities for single people, the sexiest nationalities in the world, and the number of romantic restaurants, date night spots, passion-inducing activities available in each place. Well, Miami topped the list because it has a vibrant nightlife, a rich party culture, and some of the most romantic views in the United States. All right, so second place was Paris because of its food, wine, stunning sights. Okay, I got to tell you guys something about Paris. I've been to Paris twice now. And croissants are amazing. I've had food, and yeah, it was good. It wasn't fantastic. Is it because I didn't go to a $200 a person plate? But when I've eaten in Paris, I haven't had the best meal I thought I would. It was okay. I've had better meals, and I don't understand that. And I think it's because I probably went to the tourist traps, but it wasn't that good. But was it beautiful? Yes, I think it's one of the most beautiful cities. Paris, fantastic. Denver was ranked highly because it was revealed on the website Quality Health as the most sexually active city in the U.S. Again, that could be because of the marijuana. I don't know. Coming in fourth was Copenhagen, and then Cape Town, and then Zurich. Cap d'Agde in France, Irish capital of Dublin, came in eighth, ninth place in Liverpool. Why? Because it's a lively city and a hotspot for love, dating, and everything in between. Who knew? And then Los Angeles jumped into 10th place. Apparently, it's their dating scene, sexual satisfaction, and general attitudes towards relationships. Oh, Las Vegas made number 48. All right, so I'm happy. So what are the top 50th sexy cities? So Miami, Paris, Denver, Copenhagen, Cape Town, South Africa, Zurich, Cap d'Agde, France, Dublin, Liverpool, and Los Angeles, top 10. Then came Melbourne, Australia, Berlin, Germany, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, that I could see. New York City, I could see that. Buenos Aires, Argentina, I could see that. Seattle, I could see that. Ibiza, Spain. Amsterdam, I could definitely see that. Toronto, Canada, and then Rome, Italy. I could see that also. Now, I've never been to Moscow. I've driven through Brussels, Reykjavik, Iceland, Manchester, UK, Cambridge, UK, rounded out the top 25. Then came Auckland, New Zealand, Havana, Cuba, Havana, Unana, Brisbane, Australia, Nashville, Tennessee, Sao Paulo, Brazil. That's how, rounded out the top 30. Then Glasgow, Bali, Indonesia, Tokyo, Japan, Austin, Texas, Leeds, Dubai, Chiang Mai, Thailand, Madrid, Medellin in Colombia, Athens, Greece, and Vancouver, Canada, Portland is sexy, Carlisle, UK, Mexico City, Agra, India, Taipei, Taiwan, Budapest, Hungary, Las Vegas, Nevada, Bristol, UK, and Dongguan, China, came in number 50. Now, what does that mean for your eye? Well, you know, if you have some sort of link to that industry and you think you can use this as a marketing ploy, go right ahead. But I really do believe that cities can either hurt or help one's sex life. You know, I mean, if you live in a town and you don't really know anybody and you can't really get out there and meet people, being in a more big city party scene, you know, where people are a little bit more liberated, yeah. From what I understand and what I've seen in Miami, Miami's fun. It is fun. You know, not my cup of tea because I'm married with children, and so, you know, I'm really not going to be going out there and partying and hooking up. But for those people that are single, yeah, it works. Los Angeles, I think, is a very difficult place to date in. I know a lot of people in Los Angeles. It's tough. You know, there are certain hot spots, and it's a big city, but it's not like New York. I think it's a lot easier to date in New York than it is in L.A. L.A. is really spread out. You know, I lived in L.A. I had my apartment. I went to school. I had an hour and a half long commute. So it's not like you meet people on your commute because I didn't take a subway or anything. I was in my car. You know, went to work, went back home. You know, it's really easy to kind of be a loner in a big city like L.A. But, you know, I get from a lot of people that want to get out there and date, what's the best way to do it? They're really afraid to go online, you know, and, you know, I've talked to people about, you know, there's risks when you date online, but also that's kind of the number one place that people are now meeting people. You know, if they don't really want to go to the clubs or if they don't, you know, trust who they'll meet in the clubs and they don't have somebody who could set them up with a blind date or a person who knows somebody, you know, then online is sometimes the, you know, best way to go. You got to be careful. I wrote a book with my mother, Kay Zodiru, on, you know, how to avoid some of the scams and how to be careful. But, you know, I know a lot of people that found true love online. And being online, it doesn't matter if you're in the sexiest city or not. Now, that I would like to see. What I would like to see, if you're really, you know, promoting that your city is sexy, let us see the data on how many people in these cities go online to find love. And if, you know, you have New York as number 14th as being the sexiest, but, you know, that has the highest amount of people going online. Well, it could be a population issue. But that starts to tell you that maybe, you know, the more that people have to go online, the less the city's really kind of helping. Either way, guys, be careful out there. Whether you meet people in person or not, there's a lot of scams. But there's also true love out there. There really is. All right? Make sure to, what's it? You know, no glove, no love. Yeah, okay, right? Make sure you use a condom. Is that what it is? No glove, no love. I think that's adorable. Play it safe. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away, we're going to be right back. Oh, actually, nope, I can't hear the music. All right, good. Okay, we have time for one more. So when we come back, we're going to be talking about decriminalizing drugs, see if that helps fight addiction. Then we're also going to talk about a bunch of churches that raised money to anonymously wipe out medical debt. Don't go away, we're right back. 1-877-DOCDALI. Rebel.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.